the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Jim, what are the long-term indicators of financial health?
I think this is an area in which you ask one person and they'll say one thing, and you ask another and they'll say another. For me, one of the long-term indicators is that you actually have a track record of meeting your organization's financial expectations, right? It would be good if you were always in the surplus, but you mm-hmm. ought to be breaking even in your programming, and you ought to be serving the community sure. that you want to serve. When I think, though, about financial health in the long term, I think part of the answer is not financial itself. A part of it is actually having a strategic plan and direction and flexibility in being able to deliver what you say. So a part of being strategic is looking toward the future and being drawn toward the future. And so the ability to have a plan that says we understand the environment and we know the world is moving in this way. Mm-hmm. We know that two-generation strategies actually make sense in poverty, right? We know that starting early with children is the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And so a part of it is having a plan that acknowledges the best research and the best disciplines in the field, and being flexible in seeing in the environments how you can apply them. Mm-hmm. So having a plan and then actually being able to operationalize it in terms of annual plans that tie to a long-term plan, in terms of financially having metrics that allow you to see that you are actually performing and that you're using funds efficiently. I think the second part of that for me is your ability to partner and to understand competition within the environment. Most of my work in the social service area has been around poverty, right? Around addressing issues of poverty, whether they're through education or development or otherwise. And what everyone understands is that poverty is a very big issue, right? It's right. No one thing.
Right.
And so I believe the most effective people are those who can partner, who actually understand what their strengths are, who actually benchmark themselves mm-hmm. against their competition, and who actually understand the players in the atmosphere who complement and supplement the work that they do, mm-hmm. especially as they understand poverty, for example. And so being both a good partner and understanding the strengths of your competition, if you are actually in a competition for resource, is really important. And I think most of us are so busy that we don't spend the time or the energy really understanding those things. Mm-hmm. And then finally, from a financial point of view, understanding your organization's finances in the real sense. I mean, that is, you come to a board meeting, you get a financial statement, mm-hmm. right? And you'll get a report, and they'll say certain things about it. They'll say something about staff, and they'll say something mm-hmm. about program, and they'll say something about accounts receivable, and they'll mm-hmm. say, you know. And you look at it, and you either understand what this means in the context of how you actually work or you don't, mm-hmm. right? If somebody says, we got a state contract and the state is 6 months behind paying us, what does that mean? Do we have a line of credit? I mean, how are we accounting for what's lost? What is the likelihood that we won't collect this money at all? So the financial reality is really important in terms of the financial statements will tell you a lot if you pay attention to them. Similarly, you know, there are audits, and every well-run nonprofit should be audited, and generally the auditors will point out things. You know, you can read financial audit reports and learn things about your organization that you didn't know,
right.
even though you sat there day and night engaged in thinking about the work. And so there are those tools that are useful for board members. And so in the context of what you read, what you understand about what you read, and what documents you pay attention to, I think financial statements are really important. So for me, understanding the strategic plan and the annual operating plans, understanding who you're partnering with or who you're competing with, and understanding what your financial statements are telling you are critical in terms of ultimately understanding both the programmatic and the financial health of the organization in the long term.
How do you factor this in, though, when you're thinking about workforce issues, right? When you're faced with tough decisions,
right.
Like what's been your experience with creating these scenarios where you could have, you know, a rainy day fund or that kind of thing? Can you kind of talk through?
Yeah, well, I think most of us work in nonprofits who never have enough money for the rainy day, and mm-hmm. so we spend a lot of time managing around that, trying to figure out if it's a slow pay situation, how slow the pay will be, and how much, get a line of credit, and how does that work, and when do you need it, and it's not uncommon to supplement payroll at certain times of the year, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
If it's actually a change in programmatic direction, or if you know that a resource is going to be diminished to the point that you can't deliver an effective program,
mm-hmm.
then the question becomes, when do you act, not whether you act.
Right.
And so I think, although it's always difficult to address staff questions,
mm-hmm.
the fair thing to do is to identify problems as early as possible and act as early as possible. My experience has been that that's never easy,
mm-hmm.
And people are always upset, and staff will say that you're doing unfair things, but generally, if you let things linger, they get worse,
okay.
Right? And so if you can modify a program early and preserve the things that you do best,
mm-hmm.
or if a program over time has become less of a contributor or less relevant to the work that's mm-hmm. that's needed in the community in which mm-hmm. you're working, I think you have to have discipline. And a board has three responsibilities primarily. The board hires the executive director,
mm-hmm.
right? The board has responsibility for fealty to the mission,
mm-hmm.
right? So you've got to know what your mission is and
right.
know how it's playing out, and every program does not serve your mission in the same way, and so you have to be prepared to make that decision, and you're responsible for the financial health of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
When you put those three things together, if you've got a great leader and great management, and if you're clear about your mission and have prioritized your programs against that, then the financial issues become simply addressing the judgments that great management brings you, and that your mission, a real evaluation of your mission tells you has to be done. Because you can't assume that you're going to have more money than you have.
Right.
and that's really hard, but I think that's the discipline of the board. That's what makes board jobs, especially these days, real jobs.
Please join us as we wrap up the 6-part series of questions board members should ask about resource development.